This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Is hour number three coming to you live? This is Lock and Load. I wonder if the progressives and the leftists and all of the, you know, all of the Antifa, BLM, I wonder if they would believe me if I told them that 100 years ago Soviet prisons were full of good socialists and good Marxists. And that they, too, at first cheered on the riots and the revolution. And what today's good progressives don't understand is that professional revolutionaries have a different relationship with an ideology or cause from the good progressives. Professional revolutionaries remind me of a joke about the humble villager from abroad visiting the West and taken by friends to a fashion show. Runway models and all that. When asked afterward if he enjoyed the show, the visitor shakes his head he didn't care for it at all, and he said, you know, well, why? Well, first they show you the women, he said, and then they try to sell you the clothes. The professional revolutionary dangles the ideology. He shows you the cause, but what he wants you to do is buy the idea that he, not you, he and his cronies, they and they alone, should call the shots. And if you disagree, God help you. 100 years ago at Communist Party meetings in Moscow, good party members would suggest that instead of all the decisions being made by the cabal at the highest level, why not allow the workers in the factories and the trade unions to decide what's to be done? Because after all, the purpose of the proletarian revolution was to benefit the workers, wasn't it? Lenin's answer to those people was shut the hell up. And that was one of his answers. Another was, you're under arrest. Lenin didn't want people to be loyal to the ideology. Lenin didn't want people to be good socialists or Marxists. He wanted them to be personally loyal to him, to the preservation of his regime. And that's why it made perfect sense for Soviet jurists to rule that it wasn't necessary for a person to actually commit an offense to be guilty of an offense. So either you work to assure the continued ascendance of the Bolsheviks, or your own continued existence would become problematic. I wonder if these progressives, these Antifa, these BLM people, could kill a man simply for disagreeing with them. There was this young, I think maybe he was in college or something, I don't know, who loudly exclaimed that he hates moderates. I wonder if he could kill a moderate. I wonder if he could kill me. I would assume that he might have some qualms. Felix Dzerzhinsky would not have had any qualms. Felix Dzerzhinsky was a professional revolutionary who spent a substantial amount of time in Tsarist prisons. After the revolution, Lenin prevailed on Felix to organize and direct the Bolshevik secret police, the Cheka. Arguably the most feared man in Moscow, Dzerzhinsky was called Iron Felix because he had no compunction about ordering anybody's execution. Right now, in the heart of our own country, incipient Lenins and Dzerzhinskys are waiting for their opportunity. With any luck, their moment will pass and we'll never know their names. But if the good progressives get the revolution of their dreams, we'll have something in common. Because it'll be they that are in prisons, put there by the homegrown Lenins and Dzerzhinskis, and they'll find themselves looking down the muzzles of weapons. There's an old Central Asian saying, he who would perfume a scorpion will not thereby escape its sting. And the Marxist revolutionary philosophy is the scorpion. The racial and social justice sloganeering is the perfume. The progressives, the leftists, the Antifa, BLM, they are enticed by, they are excited by, and they are intoxicated by the perfume. And I'm almost certain that they have no inkling how badly they could be stung. And so I commend to them the story of the scorpion and the frog. The scorpion wants to cross a river, but the scorpions don't swim, so he asks the frog to carry him across. Ordinarily, frogs know enough to keep their distance from scorpions. But the frog knows the scorpion will drown if he harms a frog in transit, so he agrees. Halfway across the stream, the scorpion stings the frog. "Why ever did you do that?" gasps the frog, about to go under and taking the scorpion with him. The scorpion snorts back. "It's my nature." The leftists that are out there that are hungering for revolution, that are hungering for a civil war, were they to persevere? A lot of them, which, you know, first of all, that whole supposition is laughable. If they decide to go civil war on us, that's going to be 2 days we're never going to get back. It's not going to be one of those things where it's even going to be close. And all the stuff that they keep telegraphing, well, if Trump wins, we're going to take it to the streets. Trump will inflict, he'll get out there and he will, he'll activate the Sedition Act. And when he activates the Sedition Act, he will go in to wherever the riots are going on and he will stop them. He will, you know, not him personally, but he'll be the commander in chief and he will be doing what commanders in chief do. It will be when I was speaking to Jay Jacobson, it was much like Lincoln found things when he had to do what he had to do, except it will be much quicker than Lincoln's operation. But the leftists, and that's the best they can hope for if they push this whole idea of revolution, civil war. The very best, what they should do, and I will say this out loud, I really wish they would just come to their senses and get past this violent tendency that they have, because they're going to what they're yearning for, they're going to get, and they're not going to be able to handle it. It's going to overcome their senses. It's going to cause them to panic. And the very best they could hope for would be to lose on the battlefield. However, if they prevail on the battlefield, then after they've done all of this and sunk all of this effort into this, and they've given up everything they have in order for the, you know, for the proletariat and everything else, then they're going to find themselves, their former friends, the organizers and everything else, they're not going to be listening to them anymore. And they're going to be pointing guns at them. And if they don't go to jail, where they're going to put them, they'll kill them. They will simply shoot them in the street. So all of you leftists and all of you progressives that are out there, you need to go back and do just one, you know, I know you came up through public school and they didn't teach you this stuff. Go and look back 100 years at where all the good ideologists were that were Marxists and socialists. Go look and see where they were. Just so you know, history can repeat itself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last
on life. I wish I would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. The director of the Technology and Social Change Research Project at Harvard Kennedy's Shorenstein Center, Joan Donovan. That's a mouthful, isn't it, just to put that out there. She has a unique perspective on the proliferation of riots and destruction in American cities today. She claims that it's actually right-wing media makers online who are driving conflict in the streets by documenting the riots. I'm not kidding. She did say that. In an MIT Technology Review report, Donovan insists that recording and circulating videos of violent altercations at protests in cities online and feeding them into a media ecosystem with an established bias towards highlighting violence and rioting creates a self-fulfilling cycle where white vigilantes feel justified in menacing and physically attacking racial justice protesters. Except that's not what's happening. She also goes on to claim that conservative media outlets and YouTubers that are highlighting instances of violence, fighting, and property damage at Black Lives Matter protests and other left-wing protests are flipping the script to suggest that black protesters demonstrating because they fear police violence are themselves a threat to white people. The stupidity here is astonishing. She makes no mention of the fact that they are showing riots in progress. She did, you know, the showing the riots in progress is the problem, not the riot in progress. Donovan also frames the work of Blaze TV reporter Elijah Schaefer and the Post Millennials editor at large Andy Go, who I never know how to pronounce Andy's name, Andy, who both cover protests and provide on the ground footage of protests and riots are being designed. As being designed to influence and overwhelm the sense-making capacity of watchers consuming it from a safe distance online. She even suggests that Mark and Patricia McCluskey, who were supporters of Black Lives Matter, but when Black Lives Matter came pouring into their private gated community, they then pointed their guns at protesters that had gathered outside their home in a private gated community where they allegedly threatened by some of the protesters or participants in creating the next cycle of it. They've actually gone and arrested a few of those guys that broke into that, by the way. Additionally, Donovan takes aim at the online viewers who watch riot footage, suggesting that the potential for participating in a violent altercation motivates them to show up at the protests. I have a few nuggets for that one. She says the motivating factor is the hope to live out fantasies of taking justice into their own hands, a la Dirty Harry, the film series about a rogue cop who shirks protocol and murders at will. What is your first name again, Dimwit? Oh, man, that's pretty good. What is it? Joan Donovan. Dirty Harry, he's out there murdering at will. You should go watch Magnum Force. That's not actually what Dirty Harry's doing. He's actually quite the square when you compare him to David Soul and Tim Matheson and Kip Nevins and Robert Ulrich. He's quite the square. He's actually standing up for the system, Joan. Now, based upon this, which what she's actually describing here is dissemination of information. She's upset about dissemination of information. So her proposed solution is, of course, censorship. She suggests that there's a direct correlation between the riot footage and direct calls for violence and that social media companies should go as far as using this as grounds to censor. What about phones, Joan? What about iMessage and Twitter? iMessage, for in particular. iMessage on an iPhone, for example, is encrypted. And Apple will not provide the feds with that encryption key. That's one reason I stay with them. And you don't really need some of these things out here. If you actually knew what you were talking about, you might be dangerous, except you don't know what you're talking about here, John. But she goes on to say, given the way the media accounts shape public perceptions about protests and to define who has recourse to the legitimate use of violence, the kinds of content shared within these hyper-partisan media systems play a powerful yet often invisible role in mobilizing white vigilante groups. The only white vigilante group I've seen out there have been Antifa. She says if social media companies do not act swiftly to stop calls for violence against protesters, the situation can only get worse. Who's calling for violence against protesters? See, that's the thing. And nobody's calling for violence against protesters. This is just Joan being Joan. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She doesn't know where she's coming from. She adds that the censorship should include shutting down event pages that are used as central organizing hubs and removing the accounts of those who are calling for physical violence. Except that's already prohibited. I had a post put up there where American soldiers from World War II were holding up a Nazi flag after they had liberated, I guess, a French town. And that was pulled down for hate speech. You know, it was actually a historical fact. This has happened, and it was a picture of a historical event. But no, that was violence. But there have been recent rule changes, and they've lowered the bar for what is considered calling for supporting, praising, or glorifying violence significantly. As an example, if you simply show support for the Kenosha kid, Kyle Rittenhouse, as they call him, who shot at men who were pursuing him during a riot, you are banned on Facebook because the company deems it to be supporting violence. I actually had to speak with Facebook today. I had a real fun time with that. Facebook also recently admitted during its recent mass purge of QAnon and U.S.-based militia organizations that the accounts it removed are not directly organizing violence, but have demonstrated significant risk to public safety because they may have celebrated violent acts. When I asked Facebook straight up, have they gotten rid of all of BLM, all of Antifa, is that all off of Facebook too? Everybody shows support for BLM. I don't know how anybody would. I mean, and it's costing everybody. And, you know, I call it BLM now because it's not about Black Lives Matter. You know, I'm about Black Lives Matter. I would, if a black person was being attacked, I would defend that black person. Happily. I'm about Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter isn't, though. They're just BLM. They're just Marxists. So, even though she proposes a crackdown on riot coverage, she argues that videos of abuse and violence carried out by police should be treated differently because they simply mobilize outraged people. You know, the ones that are being attacked by the white vigilante groups. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As meetings continue on Capitol Hill regarding a new stimulus plan, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the new stimulus package and the nation's economic recovery aren't related.
I do not think the recovery is contingent on that assistance package. And as long as businesses keep open and stay open, we are in much better shape than we were, although we've got a lot of work to do.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on President Trump's nomination to fill Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's vacancy before the end of the year.
The American people are about to witness an astonishing parade of misrepresentations about the past, misstatements about the present, and more threats against our institutions.
The Kentucky Republican on the Senate floor Monday. This is USA Radio News. House Democrats are introducing legislation on Monday to keep the federal government funded through December 11th, but don't have a deal in hand with Republicans and the White House to avert the shutdown at the end of this month. Democrats unveiling a stopgap measure that will provide aid for farmers impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi won't rule out a second impeachment of President Trump if he decides to move forward with filling the Supreme Court vacancy. Brian Morgenstern, White House Deputy Press Secretary, reacts to Pelosi's comments.
That is a very odd threat for them to make, considering that impeachment was probably one of their worst moments during the Trump presidency, along with the Senate Democrats' treatment of Justice Kavanaugh, and now they seem to be doubling down on the same bad behavior.
And in financial news, a rough day on Wall Street with the Dow losing over 500 points. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Now, as I've been looking at this, I have seen nothing but a clear victory for Donald Trump. I mean, you can look at what you see around you right now, and if you look really close, that's what you'll see. And any uprisings after the election will be of short duration because Trump will have a clear path to end them. And last Thursday, Trump confirmed that this is what he intends to do. I was thinking about this Democratic threat that if the election result is anything but an overwhelming victory for Biden, they will take the streets in orgies of violence. They're also threatening to overthrow the usual processes of the Electoral College by sending Democrat Party electors, even if the state is broken for Trump on Election Day. After discussing the fact that the Democrats have said explicitly that they will not concede, this one very salient point that seems to escape them, because it appears that their plans don't account for the fact that if Trump wins the Electoral College, he holds all the cards. And Democrats forget that when it comes to riots, Trump has the advantage after the election. And he's been holding his fire on ending riots for three reasons. Number one, Democrat governors rejected his help. Number two, Democrats are just dying to have proof that Trump is actually a Nazi, and they imagine that using the National Guard would provide that proof. And number three, the logistics of sending troops into a hostile state are challenging. Now, after the properly cast votes are counted, as opposed to those that conveniently turn up in the mail long after Election Day, if Trump wins the Electoral College, there's nothing to stop him from invoking the Insurrection Act, federalizing the National Guard, and cleaning up the rioters. And Some of you, you know, I've made certain disparaging remarks here lately about the military because, well, they sort of deserve them. But if they were actually allowed to work, if they were allowed to operate freely, you'd be surprised at how effective they could be. So on Thursday, during an interview with Jeanine Pirro, Trump explicitly stated that should he win on November 3rd, he will act quickly to extinguish any Democrat uprising. He said, we'll put them down very quickly if they do that. We have the right to do that. We have the power to do that if we want. He said, look, it's called insurrection. He added, we just send in and we do it very easy. I mean, it's very easy. I'd rather not do that because there's no reason for it. But if we had to, we'd do that and we'd put it down within minutes. And that's true. And it would be the right thing to do. See, here's the thing. Civil disobedience is a principled act. And mob violence is not civil disobedience. Mob violence is never acceptable. And a quotation from Anne Ryan, civil disobedience may be justifiable in some cases when and if an individual disobeys a law in order to bring an issue to court as a test case. Such an action involves respect for legality and a protest directed only at a particular law which the individual seeks an opportunity to prove to be unjust. Same is true for a group of individuals when and if the risks involved are their own. But there is no justification in a civilized society for the kind of mass civil disobedience that involves the violation of the rights of others, regardless of whether the demonstrator's goal is good or evil. The end does not justify the means. No one's rights can be secured by the violation of the rights of others. Mass disobedience is an assault on the concept of rights. It is a mob's defiance of legality as such. The forcible occupation of another man's property or the obstruction of a public thoroughfare is so blatant a violation of rights that an attempt to justify it becomes an abrogation of morality. Any individual who has no right to do a sit-in in the home or office of a person he disagrees with. And he does not acquire such a right by joining a gang. Rights are not a matter of numbers. And there can be no such thing in law or in morality as actions forbidden to an individual but permitted to a mob. The only power of a mob, as against an individual, is greater muscular strength. Plain, brute, physical force. And the advocates of mass civil disobedience admit that their purpose is intimidation. Society that tolerates intimidation as a means of settling disputes, the physical intimidation of some men or groups by others, loses its moral right to exist as a social system, and its collapse does not take long to follow. Politically, mass civil disobedience is appropriate only as a prelude to civil war, as a declaration of a total break with a country's political institutions. Now, for them, you know, the left is out there, and this is exactly what they purport to want to do. Although I have talked about earlier in this hour what this means to them should they actually get that. Because most of you leftists out there, if hell did freeze over and you actually did win a civil war, most of you would find yourself shot by your hires. Because they're not really interested in a worker's paradise. They're interested in, power. The only way for you to persevere at that point is to then pledge allegiance to them. You know, whereas I sit here and I defend the Constitution, I defend no president, I don't owe allegiance, Let me rephrase that. If Trump put me in the Trump administration and I said yes, I would give him my allegiance. Okay? If I said yes. But beyond that, my allegiance is to the Constitution, to the country. So, not to any one person, not to any one party. Right? It's a very simple thing. And that's where their problem comes in, because winning... For most of the left, winning a revolution or a civil war means they die or go to jail. And they don't know that. They don't get it. I don't know what they think, how that would work. I mean, okay, so the workers, you know, I'm not even going to go into this. So far, Trump has held his fire. But he understands, though, what Rand knew, that mob violence has to be stopped because it will lead to civil war. And with his statement to Pirro about putting down anti-insurrection, he promised Americans the unimaginable death and destruction that civil wars invariably bring. He will not allow on his watch. Now, I and everybody I know that either that exists on the plane that I exist on will be counting on this, but we'll be preparing for the eventual, you know, for the possibility that it might not happen, or that it might not happen in time, or that it might not happen and catch everybody. Because plan A always goes out the door as soon as you engage. And you better have plan B ready to go. It's a simple fact. It's a very simple fact. So, you know, Trump's already out there talking about this stuff. I don't know if that will calm us down a little bit. I don't know if we should calm down. I think maybe we should stay on edge. Nothing wrong with a little awareness. I like it quite a bit myself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I'm still not tired of all this winning. Can you imagine having a Republican president woke enough to issue an executive order banning the poisonous lies of critical race theory from being inflicted upon the federal workforce? Can you imagine having a president fearless enough to fight back boldly and publicly against the noxious propaganda of the academic left that we taxpayers have been shelling out millions to pay commie consultants for? And he did it in the face of the utterly predictable narrative that Trump is racist for prohibiting indoctrinating government employees with the idea that people are good or bad based upon their race. Do you think that a Jeb or a Mitt or even a Nikki would stand up to that kind of heat? They'd be kneeling. They'd be begging for absolution for the New York Times and for the Washington Post for the sins of the GOP base, not wanting to pay the moral and or financial reparations for slaves. They never owned people who were never owned. Thanks to Donald Trump, the culture war is back on, and instead of General McClellan, we have General Patton, and he's up to rhino slap a squish. The culture war is that thing the fiscally conservative, social liberal, smart set of the spineless freedocons who are all in on the socially liberal part, but never get around to the fiscally conservative part, have told us for decades is a sure loser. Normally, one should defer to the freedocons on losing, since they are the indisputable experts. But the fact that for decades the GOP establishment refused to fight about things that our base was concerned with led to a society where people will tell you that they're pronouns and insist dudes can get pregnant. Fiscal and foreign policy stuff is important, but when some dude dangles his doings in your daughter's locker room because he now insists that he's no longer Charlie, but instead now is Charlotte, that's a problem. And the geniuses keep telling us, hush up, knuckle-draggers, we're too busy trying to ship your job to China because Milton Friedman told us to, and we don't have time for icky fights over the things you care about that might get us called hayseeds at the next Georgetown mixer. All this garbage that the left has pushed on us, from the racial self-loathing to gender idiocy to killing babies, actually has catastrophic real-world consequences on real people. And the people who presume to lead us didn't want to risk the cool kids of culture wagging their collective fingers at them. And Trump not only cares, but he counterattacks. And that's why the executive order getting the government out of the racial grievance business is so important. Finally, we are able to exercise our brand of power, political power, since we control the executive branch to push back against the unaccountable and the totally left cultural power of the establishment. And it's not only the president. We're also supposed to applaud the kneeling zillionaires of the NFL, the most spoiled bunch of jerks on planet Earth. And yet when they came out and tried to rub their cultural power in our faces, when they tried to make us just sit there and silently be insulted, presented by the felons, losers, and accused sex offenders whose names were emblazoned on their helmets, tons of us refused to tune in, and those who showed up live booed the pretentious twits. How dare these peasants refuse to submit to the cultural commandments of their betters. And then there was the reaction to the despicable Netflix cuties film, A Child Molester's Fantasia, that disgusted the nation. And look, it's not up to me to stop the blue bubble-dwelling cultural elite from selecting, you dumb Jesus people don't appreciate why pedophilia is no big deal as their hill to die on. As long as they die on some hill, I'm not too picky about which one. But if they want to choose the one that's not even, it's even going to creep out a lot of the Democrat Party voters, then go for it. The simple and indisputable fact is that within the leftist bubble, there's not only huge pressure, but an ideological need to defend any perversion that comes along. The logic of the leftist ideology makes it impossible to say no. If you can't tell a dude who's manifestly a dude that, sorry, but you're a dude, you're probably going to have a hard time coming up with a consistent reason why it's bad for an adult to have sex with a 14-year-old. Recently in California, the Democrat governor just signed a bill to substantially cut the penalties for a 24-year-old to have sex of any kind with someone 10 years younger. That's just sick. Now, it occurs to them that normal people are disgusted and appalled, but this does not cause them to rethink this disgraceful action, but to insist that we're somehow mischaracterizing what they're doing. We say they're trying to penalize pedophiles less, and they are. And based on their grotesque rationalization, if you follow their twisted logic, there's nothing that creates a boundary between the lessened penalty that they want today and the total abandonment of the idea of the age of consent. The leftist perverts get their perversion, and the rest of the leftists get to further undermine the family and society. To people who hate you, this is a win-win. Unfortunately, now we're fighting back, and people are furious with Netflix, and it seems as if the Obama-affiliated video on demand service was actually stunned that people objected. They started changing the description of the show over and over and over again, trying to find one that didn't, the show's still up there. It's like, if we just change the description of the show, that'll make things, everything will be better. And that's not even working. Cultural decency rarely penetrates into the deep blue bubble. And the idea of telling someone, hey, your perversion is not okay, is completely alien to them. The cultural critics adore cuties and were scandalized that anyone might be offended by the horrific sexualization of preteen girls. Alyssa Rosenberg of the Washington Post fumed. If conservatives who have jumped on the debate over hashtag cuties want to be taken seriously as cultural arbiters, they have to be able to talk about the text of a movie like this in an honest, responsible way. Well, if the price of the total rejection of pedo exploitation for kids is having people in blue metro enclaves not take me seriously, I'm ready for that. Senators Cruz and Cotton have gotten involved and attacked Netflix and by extension the leftist luminaries involved. And note that Obama, who is deeply connected with Netflix, has said nothing, zero. And of course, there's no outrage from the creepy hair-sniffing weirdo who lives in the basement. But it would be no surprise to see the president tweet about it. It'd be something. Many are disgusted by the failing Netflix. The culture war is not some niche distraction for Bible thumpers and repressed weirdos channeling Chris Cooper and American Beauty. It's not an inconvenience to our GOP establishment and a frivolous distraction from the serious business of managing our decline to keep it at a slightly slower rate than under the Democrats. It's about a battle over the things that we normal Americans live with every day. And the nature of our country and society is vitally important, and we demand a say in it. Under Trump, we have that say. Again, finally. And in his second term, look for Donald Trump's administration to stay on the cultural offensive. These things matter. These things off to the side matter. And the one thing about Trump is that Trump is not afraid to get into a dust-up verbally. He knows that he's not going to get anywhere with the press, and so he embraces that. He thrives in the chaos. It is a great thing for a 21st century president to have that kind of an attitude. And there's nobody right now that I know of that would fall into that office and do it the way he does it. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never, ever been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.